This is Leo Babieu for KTWH, and on the afternoon of March 2nd, I have Sarah Preston on the phone, our Lake County public health nurse. Welcome again back to the airwaves, Sarah, for a little bit more of an overview of the vaccine scene here in Lake County and in the state.
You bet. Thanks for having me again, Leo.
Have you, is business picking up, or I hear it is on the verge of picking up in terms of running our pop-up clinics? I know Lakeview Clinic and Hospital and Lake County Public Health have had a number of partnered clinics. And was business good last week? How is it shaping up?
Things are going really, really well. We are running into kind of first and second dose clinics at the same time, not holding them at the same time necessarily, but we're at the point where we've delivered enough first doses that those second doses are due. So that is a challenge logistically, just in terms of getting those scheduled and increasing the numbers of clinics that we are holding every week.
And Sarah, if things continue into all of the different demographics that are going to be needing vaccination for us to get to that herd immunity, this is going to be an issue going forward that you're going to be constantly catching up on second doses while administering first. So the logistics get a little more complicated for you folks?
Oh, they sure do. Yeah, it's a constant paying attention to what's due and when, and, you know, daily looking at when those first shots were given and when those second shots are due, and making sure that we hold clinic time open for those second doses at the same time that first doses are rolling in. One of the things that will also change the picture is that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved for emergency use authorization this week or this weekend.
Right.
And so I believe that Minnesota is slated to get 40,000 Johnson & Johnson doses. And the beautiful thing about that is that that is a one-dose series. You don't have to get a second shot in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And we're already hearing from residents that they're really glad about that. We don't know in Lake County yet whether or not we'll get any of that this first round. So remains to be seen. Right now, we're still looking at a two-dose series with Pfizer and Moderna. Yeah, and most of the Pfizer is coming through Lakeview's allocation, and most of the Moderna is coming through Lake County's.
And so does that mean that actually you are sometimes independently running a clinic? I'm a little sometimes confused. I know Lakeview, for instance, did first doses last Friday, and was that a Lakeview event? I guess I don't know where the whole set of partnership begins and ends.
Yeah, so we are collaborating with the carrying out of clinics almost entirely.
Okay.
Last week for Lakeview's first dose clinic, they did most of the scheduling for that clinic, but generally most of the scheduling is coming through Lake County's effort. So they're very much a collaborative effort, regardless of who's doing the scheduling. We have the help of a great number of volunteer vaccinators and people just helping with registration and observation in the clinics, and Lake County is primarily organizing and staffing those volunteers. But if the allocation is a Lakeview allocation, then there's always a lead vaccinator or somebody from the Lakeview staff who is present at that clinic.
And through the St. Luke's system, they're tapping into that supply of Pfizer because of the storage requirements.
That's correct.
So how do our numbers stand? How many people have received first doses? How many received second doses? About how many people do you think are going to be needing a second dose? What does that look like, maybe even percentage-wise in the county? I know these are kind of moving statistics. I hate to put you on the spot.
Nope, that's okay. According to the Minnesota Department of Health dashboard that I just looked at, 23.7% of the residents of the county have gotten at least one dose, 12% have gotten a second dose, and 58% of those 65 and older have received at least their first dose. And that is ahead of the statewide average by about 10% for first doses, not quite. It's more like, 7% for first doses, about 4% more in Lake County for second doses than the statewide average. And I don't know about 65 plus. I haven't quite gotten that far. But the governor has said that we have to reach 70% of our 65 and older population before we can move into the next priority group. And that will likely take us at least a couple of weeks.
Okay. So, yeah, and in my glance, it looked like the state of Minnesota might have surpassed the 50% for 65 plus population. Sarah, are you still there?
I am. Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks for your time today, Sarah Preston, who's our Lake County Public Health Nurse here on KTWH. Sarah, how about the supply? We have the advent of a new vaccine to be available, and you said that there were something like 40,000 doses allocated in the first go-round from the J&J stock of vaccine. But what does it look like for this week and next week? And are you getting any better advanced notification of when allocations might be coming your way of vaccine doses to plan these clinics?
We are not yet getting much advance notice. And this week we got 100 doses, and that will be for second doses. So no first doses allocated to Lake County for this week. Let me take a quick peek here. I meant to open up this calendar. So we will be giving first doses at Lakeview tomorrow, which is tomorrow Wednesday,
yes.
In the afternoon. No, I'm sorry, that's second doses. I apologize.
Okay.
So tomorrow afternoon is second doses to the 65 plus age group. And then Thursday, we're actually traveling to Finland and giving first doses there. So that's exciting. We'll give roughly 70 doses up in Finland tomorrow.
Wow. And is that the first time? I know you've been to Silver Bay to hold a clinic. Is this the first time in Finland? And is it at the Clara Nelson Center by any chance?
It is. That's exactly right. We're going to go up there and meet the community where they're at. We are hoping to do a clinic in Fall Lake on Thursday afternoon. But I don't know that we have enough registration to do that yet.
Okay.
I think that's a work in progress as we speak. That's exciting. Very exciting.
It is. Still right now, the groups being given first doses would be 65 plus and or educational and child care workers. Can you help me? Do I have that right?
Yes. So we, in those first dose clinics for the 65 plus crowd, we are kind of picking up anybody in the education world that has not had their first dose yet, but we are at the point now where we're moving on to second doses for the bulk of that education.
Well, it's kind of leading me into the tricky question, not that there's any tricks on purpose, but I think you realize that as you have fewer and fewer remaining in a target group, you may be facing a shrinking percentage of those remaining who might be ready to take their vaccination.
Yeah, I think that is probably what that means. We sort of reached that threshold of those that are going to accept vaccine. What we know, however, is that vaccine hesitancy seems to be dropping some. As the vaccine becomes more and more routine, people see their family, friends, coworkers get vaccinated and do really well with it, that hesitancy drops.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, people will continue to come in. In addition, you know, as people are hired into education, into healthcare, into those EMS worlds, we will continue to vaccinate them as well.
Indeed. It sounded like from what you said that the governor has some criteria, though, that you have to meet a certain threshold of a percent of your specific target populations, say the 65 and over. I thought I heard you to say 70%. So the challenge is making sure that you don't limit out those who are willing to take it before you get to 70%, or you won't get there. And the Kaiser Family Fund has a nationwide poll out that shows that among the 65 plus group, and this is a pretty recent result, that 77% are already have received or are wanted as soon as possible. So you might have good luck in that group. And it gets a little more challenging as you proceed into the younger groups, especially the under 50 age group still shows a vaccine hesitancy of approaching 50%+.
Yep, I did not get a chance to look at that. I know you sent it to me. It's been busy days.
I'm sure it has.
But, you know, we have ongoing conversations with that collaborative group of Lakeview and Lake County public health people about how we are going to support and address those issues specifically with those different age groups that are maybe more hesitant and not as open to getting vaccinated. And we definitely have our work cut out for us, but we have some good plans in place and good ideas. I can't tell you exactly what those are right now, but it is a work in progress and we are very aware of those challenges.
Yes, and soon enough, you'll probably be able to see how close you are to approaching your... I'm sure your goal is to vaccinate everybody in a target group that you can. So if you go way over 70% for the 65 plus, that'll be all the better. But you're not there yet, right? Or you said you're anticipating you might get there within this month?
I think so, yeah. We're at about 58% now. And so, let me look here. We need about 325 more people to get to that 70% threshold.
Okay. I think we all could agree that it is a challenge to do the messaging. I would note that, you know, I gave you kind of a tough subject to deal with in that you have this vaccine hesitancy, people who aren't really absolutely gung-ho to get the vaccine who are under 50, but actually a huge swath of them, like a quarter to a third of those folks are just in what's called the wait and see, meaning they're not convinced by all of the vaccine trials, and they're waiting to see how the real trial of actual friends and family getting it work out in terms of whether they see any side effects that concern them. So I guess they're the harder to prove, but they're not people who can't be convinced to get it. They just need a little more encouragement or a little more proof. So how do you see us being able to help those people make a decision to get vaccinated?
I think just for those who have been vaccinated, we can consider them cheerleaders or champions and just really encourage people to talk to their friends and family members and coworkers who are hesitant and describe their experience and talk about why it's so important for as many of us as can be vaccinated to be vaccinated. There are people that maybe can't be vaccinated, and so by ourselves being vaccinated, we are protecting us. But we are also protecting the rest of the community that can't be vaccinated. And that's really important. There's no way to get around this pandemic without a lot of people being vaccinated, without getting to herd immunity.
Yes. And how long is it since the clinic started in earnest, Sarah? How far into this effort to do the larger group vaccinations are we in Lake County?
Well, we started with vaccine clinics on December 29th. And, we started with kind of the general population of 65 plus probably about a month ago. I have to look.
Yeah.
It's been about a month.
So I bring this up because I know if we're under 25% of the population of Lake County vaccinated right now, and we're just getting through, I guess it's the 1B group, and we have several more groups to go. Do you have any prognosis on when we maybe can hit a 50% mark, or is it totally vaccine supply dependent? I don't think that you're limited by anything but supply right now in Lake County of COVID vaccine.
It is totally supply dependent. And the reality is if we get much farther ahead than the state.
Yeah, they're going to meter you back.
And those priority groups, then our allocations will go down so that the rest of the state can catch up.
Yeah, we have to do this as a state team, which brings, appropriately enough, brings me to the looking a little bit about what else has been going on around the state. We don't really know much about how other public health entities in the various counties and cities are doing, but we do know that statewide, they adjusted their playbook a week or so ago by opening the Minnesota Vaccine Connector online, kind of built on their pilot program. Any comments on how helpful this can be?
I think it's really helpful. It's another avenue for people to get themselves registered and to be notified when there is vaccine available for them. The one, I think, drawback, if you will, is that people still need to go to that entity, that vaccine provider, and get themselves registered. It is not a registration system for the vaccine itself, but only to register for the state so that you can know when it's time for you to get your vaccine and whom to call.
It does seem to lean on a web-based platform, so there is an 833 number. I assume that's a toll-free number, but I can give that out at the end of the program. For those who are more comfortable talking to somebody on the phone, there's a way to get a hold of the system, but you really do have to go online. And it's a rather thorough registration process with a number of questions. So there is a threshold of effort in knowing your way around a website to go through.
That's true. And that is a challenge for some of our residents. And so I would encourage, you know, again, neighbors and friends to reach out to people that they know that might not have that skill or equipment and help them get registered however they can.
Yeah, just an anecdotal piece of evidence is a person who lives in my household was registered on that Minnesota Vaccine Connector for just about 4 or 5 days and was given an opportunity to schedule an appointment for a vaccine. And that was a pretty good turnaround from her having waited for weeks from her health care provider. So some anecdotal evidence that it might work out for some folks. As many places as you can turn to for help in getting your vaccination scheduled seems like the right idea, and I'm glad that the state of Minnesota stepped up.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, too, about the Lake County COVID hotline, 834-8434, that you would call. You know, it's updated daily at about 8 o'clock in the morning. That tells you when those pop-up clinics are happening and how to register for them, either by phone or online. So, yeah, you're exactly right. As many avenues as people can to get themselves kind of registered or pre-registered for vaccine, the more opportunities are going to pop up for them.
So, Sarah, I thought I'd end up with giving you an opportunity to do a little bit of a pep rally. We still continue to have a case or two a day. You know, some days we have no new cases, other days we have three or four, and it's averaging out to less than half of the number of new cases per week than it was just a month ago. But still, it's lingering there. There's still possibilities that variants are going to erupt, and we need to be vigilant, right? So we need to have vigilance about keeping safe from COVID pandemic, those of us who haven't been vaccinated, and we have the whole question of why should you get vaccinated? You want to take on that whole kit and caboodle wearing your public health nurse hat?
So, yes, we do still need to be vigilant. We still need to maintain those tried and true public health measures that minimize infection rates. But we also know that if you have a group of people who have been fully vaccinated, you can safely gather with them. You do need to keep in mind then when you go back or go out in public with other people who have not been vaccinated, you need to put your mask on, you need to keep your distance, wash your hands, don't gather in other groups. But for me, that is a reason enough to get vaccinated. If all of my friends and family were vaccinated and I knew I could be with them safely, I would absolutely do it. So I think that's, you know, the best reason of all. Eventually, the more of us that are vaccinated, the more of a normal life we can all return to.
Yeah, we're going on 1 year now of when the United States, at least, was first strongly impacted by emerging cases of COVID-19, and we've gone well past 500,000 deaths. It's just hard to even say that without holding your breath at the gravity of that. We are in the process of turning a big corner, but as some people say, until COVID is addressed all around the world, and it's going to be a really extensive process, we've only just begun on getting the world vaccinated and holding down the variants that might erupt. We still got, there are a bunch more pages to turn in this book, Sarah, it seems like.
There certainly are, and we know how challenging and frustrating it has been for some residents to get vaccinated when they want to. And, you know, we would love to have enough vaccine to get everybody vaccinated as quickly as possible. I think, you know, most of us would work 7 days a week, 12-hour days, if that was a possibility. I think something that people need to remember is that there are plenty of other countries that are not getting any vaccine at all.
Right.
And so just a reminder that in this country, even though it feels like it's coming so slowly, we really do have the privilege of having vaccine coming in at all. And in Lake County, that our vaccination rates are as high as they are is really remarkable, I think.
Well, and we have some people to be thankful for who are in our midst, and you're among them. So, Sarah, thanks for the work that you and your teams do.
It's an honor.
All right.
We're loving doing it.
Thanks for joining us again this week, Sarah. And I hope maybe there'll be a month or two go by where you have so many clinics that there's just no time to talk on the radio. And we sure understand that. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you again, Leo. We'll be in touch soon, I hope.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sarah Preston, Lake County Public Health Nurse, with our semi-regular vaccination update right here on KTWH.